budget hearing to order and call for public comment regarding the budget. Don't hear any, nobody's here, so let's close the budget hearing. Let's call the Board of Directors meeting to order. Let's please let everybody know that this is being recorded, and let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay.
You guys got a lanyard I could put on this?
Right. All right, Chief, were there any, roll call, please.
Oh, yes. Nancy Oxenholtz.
Here.
Tim Beatty.
Here.
Eric Creighton.
Here.
Jamie Wright.
Here.
Dan Drayton.
Here.
Okay, Chief, were there any public comments received by phone, mail, or email other than the cards that are already passed around?
Nope, other than those cards, nothing.
Okay, thank you, and those are very nice thank you cards.
We did get an email from somebody, and it didn't come to me. It was about these guys helping the ducklings out of the storm drain and getting them across. I think that they spoofed the email and sent it to themselves so they get credit for it, but they did help 10 little ducklings out of a storm drain and get them across the road.
That's very nice.
It was.
That happens quite a bit. I've seen it.
They did it in Portland, and they even had it on the news.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, board minutes 4/9/2025. Any review or discussion? Hear none. I need a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
There you go. Dan and Nancy. All in favor, roll call.
Roll call. Nancy Oxenholtz.
Yes.
I'll get used to that eventually.
Tim Beatty.
Yes.
Eric Creighton.
Yes.
Jamie Wright.
Yes.
Dan Drayton.
Yes.
Okay, motion approved. Let's move down to financials. Has the Secretary Treasurer reviewed the banking reconciliations?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. QuickBook audit report.
I couldn't hook up with Kathy, so.
Okay. We'll move to next month then. Monthly financial report. Review and discussion. Chief, do you have anything on monthly financials?
We're 83% into the budget year. General fund resources, we're doing very well. We're 18% over what we had hoped for, so about $1.9 million. Some of the overruns cost-wise, you can see on page 3, the medical costs for the volunteers, because we've been bringing so many on, we're a bit high on that. That'll easily be absorbed. Page 4, overall personnel services, we're at 76.4% at 83% of the budget year, so we're under in that whole bucket. The next stuff that sticks out, so licensing fees, those are all paid for, but we're $81 over on that. Our bank charges, because of the Melio system, we're over on that. That'll be corrected up next year. The IT services, it's at 90%, but I bet we drop down a little bit because we've narrowed that and gone through with Gen X and talked about Microsoft 360 accounts and who has those, and even board members had access to Microsoft 360. They need email only, so we actually went from about $2,400 a month down to $2,000 a month, so we should see some relief on that. Building repairs, overall we're okay, but OSHA, this station here, has been hit pretty hard with a few repairs. And then we also, repairs and maintenance of all stations, we took a line item out of that with some big chunks of things we had to get taken care of last year. But overall, material and services, 61% at 83% in the year. And then on page 10, our total public safety expenditures, 71.6% at 83% of the year. So we're a little 10% under what we would had thought we were going to do.
That's good.
How many volunteers do we have now?
21, and we've got three that are still going through background stuff and physicals.
Okay.
Right now.
Good.
So we've lost a few and brought a few on. And then the, yeah.
Thank you. Any further discussion on the financials? Okay, looking for a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Jamie and Eric.
Roll call, please.
Nancy Oxenholt?
Yes.
Tim Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jamie Wright?
Yes.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
All right, moving down to budget. Item number one, budget committee meeting minutes of 4/16/2025. Review or discussion? Anybody have anything on the budget committee minutes?
I have nothing.
Okay, looking for a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Hey, Nancy Oxenholt?
Yes.
Tim Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jamie Wright?
Yes.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
All right, moving down to old business. No, don't have anything there. New business. Review policy 9.1, safety and loss prevention. Review and discussion, Chief?
So this came out during our OSHA visit that we had here, and our safety committee policy is turning into a safety committee charter. Cody did, he's the one who helped OSHA go through here. And so we updated this policy to meet the OSHA requirements. And that, so all the, basically we eliminate all the safety committee stuff. It's in red and green. And I'll let Cody talk to any questions that you might have about it.
And that puts us out of compliance?
Yes. There's a couple other things we have to do policy-wise. We have to, what's the other big one we have? What do we do?
Yeah, our mission.
Our mission.
Organizational statement or
yeah,
whatever.
It's an org statement. It's not a mission statement that says we're here to, you know, to save lives and property and that, but it's something else. It's a half a page. And so we're still working through that. It's on my to-do list. He had ChatGPT write me one, and I'll have my ChatGPT rewrite it, and we'll go from there.
Cody, was there anything about a board? I know Ron used to attend them. Should a board member attend them? Or just as a guest, or
there was nothing. They didn't say anything about that. I've been at places that there is a board member that does attend. I've been at places that doesn't. So
I attended a couple.
Have yeah. You? Thank you, Nancy.
And so we, started meeting monthly.
I'm just thinking if we could get like an email or the date so that you're gonna have the meetings and maybe whoever is available, as long as we don't have more than. Two people can go.
And it'll be the third Monday of the month.
Okay. Cran puts out an email for that, reminding all the members, and so she'll put board members on that.
Appreciate that.
All right, looking for a motion to approve the policy changes of 9.1.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Okay, roll call, please.
Nancy Oxenholt?
Yes.
Tim Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jamie Wright?
Yes.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Okay, moving down to local union 5169 report. No report from them. Okay. Moving down to committee staff reports.
So you've got a volunteer association meeting minutes that are in there. Mm-hmm. There were Cody put out an email today getting some volunteer participation in the Casino Fireworks Show and the 4th of July weekend to make sure we can try and up staff and give some real assignments to those folks. But then we also have listed in here all the upcoming events that we have. So that's the volunteer association minutes that they looked at.
They still give the volunteers some little stipend or something for showing up.
Yep, so they can either, they have a choice, they can take LOSAP points, or if they do a shift or so many hours, then they can get a stipend for that.
I mean, the casino, did they give them a donation for standbys or anything for that?
No. So before many years ago. They wanted us down there to provide security. And they would say, oh, you can take a break and here's, you know, go get something to eat or go into the, yeah. And so we're not doing that anymore. They have their own security folks.
I have a friend down there in Roden that he has flyers he gave me, postcards to give out to fire and police for 4th of July that weekend if they want to go. He's going to have a cookout and cold drinks if you wanted to stop and grab a drink. Not alcohol. Cold drink. So.
Okay.
Before we move on, can we see who the other person is joining us?
Crystal.
Thank you.
Hi, Krista.
She can't find the volume on her end. Next thing you have there, the safety committee meeting minutes from April 21st. And if you have any questions for, well, I guess, well, Cody was there. I'll say for Chief Bickerdike, but.
Did anybody offer to run them besides you, like a volunteer? Did you get anybody?
You're funny, Nancy.
I mean, Greg was doing it.
Yeah, Greg did not want to do it. So when we met with OSHA, we have to elect that person.
Oh, okay.
So they tried to elect Captain Macis, who was not there. And then that failed, and then they elected me.
Oh,
so.
Well, we have a firefighter here today.
Alex Salaprep, though, is the vice chair, so.
Okay.
Next is Chief Height's report for Fire Marshal, and if you have any questions for Chief Height and what he's doing, do not. Moving on. Chief Bickerdike, his report's in there. I can try and fill in what you got. He has had a lot of training. The good thing about what he's got going here is we have a training schedule, so while he's out, we've already got instructors and we have things all lined up for that, so it shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, I just heard he got hurt today. Is he out for a while?
My guess is probably a month.
Wow.
Any questions about Chief Bickerdike's report? And one of the classes I did that I sent him to was over in Redmond called Taking Care of Our Own, and he and I've had some conversation about that, in especially after the Chiefs Conference, and being making sure we have services available for our personnel once we've identified that somebody's having some sort of issues. He's got a lot of stuff, the good information he got from that he's gonna sit down and talk to Krista about, because we have stuff. We have a, you know, open this envelope in case if somebody dies, but suppose they're not dead, what do we do, right? You know, hey, your husband's on a helicopter on his way to Portland because a wall fell on him or something like that, and how do we take care of our own in those situations? So he got a lot of good information about
good.
That kind of stuff. So
that's good.
We'll keep at it. My report. So quite a few transports this last month in April, and we're doing quite a few interfacility transports. We're on the call down list when LifeLight can't do it Pacific West, so we've got six of them in there. Contrary to popular belief, it's not a whole lot of money. You know, if it pays for itself, that would be great. But like any other reimbursement, you know, you charge $3,000 and for a transfer, if we get 1,000 back, we'd be good. It's just like we charge $1,500 for a transport here locally, and if it's a Medicare, Medicaid patient, we're getting $400, $450 on it. So we're not doing it to make money. We're doing it because it's the right thing to do and to get people into the
community service.
Yep, absolutely.
Do you know how many we've done this year, transports?
I can look that up right away if you'd like.
This year.
I know we've billed out, cost-wise, $140,000 worth of transports. If you go by how much we've charged out, we've collected $34,000, and that's since July, not January. So
okay.
It's done
July
by fiscal
last year.
Year.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So, but it's again, we're not making a lot of money on it. So notable monies that we've received: ambulance collections, short-term rentals, EF recovery. We sold some surplus items. We also, and I'll report on it a little bit later on. We did sell jet ski and stuff, so we'll have a little more on that. We're getting firefighter physical reimbursements, and that's for our career staff when they go up to Portland and get that. Our insurance company gives us back, so it's not really, it's not offsetting that line item for the volunteers, because we'd have to do a resolution, all that kind of stuff. It's just not for, for the dollars, it's not, you're not getting a lot out of it. Maintenance projects, they're working on a lot of exterior cleaning, especially with the upcoming pancake breakfast down in Taft. Cody put some pictures out and some stuff and said, hey, these are some of the, this is the beginning of the stuff we need to get done. So we've got that going. No really major vehicle repairs, but we're doing some preventive maintenance on all the engines. And I've kind of directed Bo, is like, you know, we need to do, take them in, have all the brakes checked, the wheels taken off, everything, and transmission fluid changes. And it's not, you know, it's not like your car, there's gallons of transmission fluid and, you know, filters that have to go on. So he's working on getting that stuff, but preventative maintenance stuff that we're gonna see the bill on that.
He's doing
soon.
The course also?
He is. So part of what his employee evaluation is, we need him to be emergency vehicle technician certified, so that there's any question on things, he has that training. He's become a member of the Oregon Fire Mechanics Association, and that's $30 for the year. But you can take classes through them, so he can get his EBT technician rating. They had their classes this year in March, so he missed out. So he's doing one online tomorrow and the next day, two full days, but it's costing us $1,000. And that's just one of the four classes that he needs to have to get that rating. So we're going to start knocking them out.
Okay.
But we're doing that. Annexation, so we talked about, so I've got the 9 properties up there. I've got 10 properties on Highway 229, but the focus of my next one is going to be the one that's on East Devils Lake Road, that it's right at the intersection of 1726 Road and East Devils Lake, kind of has a pie shaped up there, and that guy really wants to be in the district. And so we're working on that to try and get Department of Revenue to annex that into our district. There's our alarm responses. So we're increased year over year, and so we're kind of right in there, 5% over from last year to this year in April, and then year to year we're up 4.9%, and the call volumes are in there. Financial audit, and so as I wrote this, it was, the quote in there was on the managing partner's desk. It has been completed. I've handed out a few copies here, talking to President Beatty. Next month we'll have the letter that we send off to the state. And you guys, I mean, I'll send out what they said. I've got a copy here if you need, but they found no deficiencies in anything that we were doing. So it's a pretty vanilla financial report. Everything's done. We're doing things properly. OSHA visit updated. Cody, is there anything else you want to add on that other than the policy adoptions that were?
No, I think that's the big thing. Everything else has been taken care of except for our forklift training, which is, I'm hoping to get out tomorrow.
He was put an eyewash station in today.
I seen that.
Yep.
So
it's up.
We have a forklift.
Yeah.
Down in Taft.
It's not going to go. Yeah, it stays in Taft.
Yeah.
It's got a little.
Who
small
do you have coming
in
to train on the forklift?
We can actually do it in house. So through our Target Solutions, we have a class that meets their OSHA requirements.
Okay.
And actually, well, Chief Bickerdike was going to be the hands-on trainer. He used to do that in another life, but we can actually set up a course to show competence for it.
Cool.
So, and it probably only be, you know, a small handful of us that are ever use it anyway. So,
under personnel hiring, so we received a resignation from Will Heredia. He's going to go to Portland Fire Bureau. He'll be here through the end of June. We've already offered employment to one of our volunteers, Seth Seedling, who was on the list, and he accepted the offer, and so now he's filling out the background paperwork packet. He'll get that off to Krista. As soon as he gets that done, then we'll schedule the physicals for him. So he'll actually be online about the week before Will leaves, so he can do about a 40-hour week of familiarization stuff, and then he'll be out on shift. And that's right in our busy time of year. So, I mean, he's going to come on, and then there's 4th of July and that kind of stuff going on. So we've got a good guy. Seth, he's been, you know, Taft High graduate. He's moved to Salem. But he's, it's because he married a gal that makes more money than him, and apparently you have to follow them when they make more money, do what they say. But he's moved over there, and he worked for John Thompson Excavating for years, and did some good stuff with them. So anyway, I think we're pretty happy that we were able to get Seth in there. Volunteer rosters, 18 firefighters, 6 support volunteers, so that's 24 altogether. And then we've got 3 of them in backgrounds right now, going through backgrounds and physicals. Ladder truck purchase, so the contract, we signed the contract, Tim signed the contract. It went over to them. I haven't received our copy back from their signing. I did speak with the sales staff over at the Chiefs Conference, and he says, yeah, it's all done on our end. We just have to get the one guy to sign it, and I think Rex Hughes has to sign it, and then it'll be back our way. So shouldn't be any problems. He said they've got nothing. He says, I don't know why it's not done yet, was kind of his answer to me.
So is that the one in June where we can get?
The one, yes, next year. One, yep. If they can get over the bridge from sale.
Do we need to make a call if we don't receive it by
Friday? I'm gonna bug him. I'll send him off an email, just kind of a reminder, and say, hey, you know, you said at the conference it was gonna be there, and that was been a week. So by this Friday I'll shoot him another email.
Thank you.
Yep. Station 16, so we had the damage when that garage door came down on the engine. We made a decision to, we're just going to pay for that ourselves out of that, because the deductible's half of what it would cost anyway, so we'll just take care of that. They did have the paint repairs done. Somebody looked at it and they're not happy with the paint repairs. I didn't, somebody else did. They said they missed a bunch of stuff, so I've kind of thrown it back on Bo to take a look at that and probably send it back if they didn't do what he was expecting on that. And then the door damage is still there because they're waiting to get the door panels in. So Hatton just can't get that stuff right now. So it's all ordered, but we're going to pay for that ourselves rather than...
Because they're coming from China.
Probably. Probably. So the casino fireworks are on the 21st. Again, we already talked about volunteer staffing stuff. We'll have our UTV out on the beach, and we'll have the engine out there. Cody's getting all that put together. The rodeo... so it's not the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, it's just the 4th and 5th. They eliminated one day on there. And I talked to Pacific West Ambulance. They're going to have an ambulance staffed there, dedicated to that. We also talked about we're putting together our operations plan with the police department for that 4th of July weekend. And part of that is EMS staffing. The ambulance company asked if we were going to staff an ambulance because they're not sure what they're going to have for staffing, and they're not sure what's going to go on in the county. I says, we're fully staffed as far as nobody can have vacation. We're going to have 7 firefighters on. We're going to have a few other people on.
I would staff the ambulance.
Yeah.
You get one injury in that rodeo and you take that PacWest ambulance out.
Sure. Yeah. So we'll have enough. I hope we have enough folks that we're going to work on that.
Isn't the 4th on a Friday this year or something?
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be really...
It'll be fun.
Can we put that out for overtime for extra, just so we don't not pull in? Because, I mean, that's a big day.
It is a big day. We're working on a staffing plan for that day. You know, I hate hitting up overtime, you know, 4 days into the fiscal year. So, especially when we'll talk about something else coming up here that we'll use that money for, too.
Right. Right now, we do have a few volunteers who have signed up that we probably could pull one person off the engine and staff an ALS unit,
yeah,
just with our volunteers. So I think we're doing okay.
Okay.
So before we throw out the overtime, we'll try and do other things. ISO meeting. So we had a meeting with ISO today, Cody, I, and President Beatty, and discussed our grading because we only gained 3 points over last year. We got a lot of good explanation from them as far as, you know, we gained a lot in personnel, just offsetting the decrease on the other side. We talked about water system stuff. We talked about dispatch. They're going to throw a few more calculations on it. I think at the end of the day, and I'll let you talk about it because you were there.
You know, I just think that it was helpful that they explained it a little bit better, the process and stuff. And then the chief got a new program they can run where it shows comparison where we are compared to other agencies our same size throughout Oregon. And we're doing really well. I think just the personnel one is we're down just a little bit compared to the rest of the state. But yeah, they're going to do some recalculations and look at it. I don't think it's going to change our number from a strong 3 to a 2. But it's still a good goal to get to. Kind of give us some pointers, the right direction we need to go towards. But
I don't know if I have it on here or not yet.
I said they emailed you first.
They did, and I already signed up for it, and but I got to see if it's in my
favorites.
Yep, I don't see it here. What was the name of the thing, Tim? I can pull it right up here. I think what they also, the thing that I kind of got out of it was, yeah.
Mitigate?
Is it mitigate?
Yeah.
Here it is. I think what I got a lot out of it, what they said was there was
anyway,
you know, they said there's a lot to being a strong 3 than a 2 that...
You need to click on North Lincoln Fire over there?
Where? Over there? No, that's a different...
Oh.
Whereas if, let's say, in we get reevaluated in 8 or 9 years and we don't meet that mark and then we go from a... We're retroed from a 2 back down to a 3. They said that doesn't look good. So if you want to be a 2 getting in the 80s, it's better if you're an 85, 86, so that you have that room in case something happens, versus we got it by 80, you know, we're scored at 80.5, and then next year we lose a couple points and now you're back down to a 3. And they looked at just our overall stuff we had, and we're not bad.
No. I wish you could bring that up so you could kind of show that.
Yeah. I don't know, it's just not good in here. I'll work on it.
Shows that you're in there.
I know it does, but it doesn't have anything else on here. Why? I don't know. I think it's just something to do with which one I got.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Go down one more. Sign in to mitigate.
You think that's?
Yeah, that's what he's been clicking on.
Oh.
Yep. Okay. I'm just gonna go out and go. Prepare test mitigate login. I'm on gateway login. Which one's different? Access denied. Really. I love it. You're not authorized to view this page. Why?
Should be gateway/login.
It has your name over there.
Yeah, I know.
Is yours up?
Yeah. Oh, here's why. Because I got to go. I've got to agree.
Hit okay.
Where's the agree to? I agree. Maybe I don't agree. Okay. We're getting there. This is going to turn into a long meeting if we don't.
Anyway, too, after this, they said that they would be more willing to come and talk to us again. So it was pretty informal. I think that
yep.
Learned quite a bit how they grade and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were very nice. I mean, they came down and they were, you know, more than willing to explain. Like I said, we're gonna do a couple of things. We'll get a few more points here and there. I don't think we'll break 80.
No, but I think we're gonna gain a little bit.
Yeah. And our whole conversation was around, you know, there's a lot of things we have to have, but we're gonna go out and ask the voters for a renewal on our levy. We wanna make sure that we have as much behind why we're asking for the money as we can. And if we look and say, look, this is our evaluation we had, we got these many points. These are the community events that we're doing. This is the ambulance stuff that we're doing. These are all these pieces of the puzzle. These guys don't care about our ambulance transports. They're looking at fire only, right? They're looking at water flows. They're looking at hydrant systems. They don't look at those types of things. But we want to have a complete picture, and that's just one of those portions of the picture that we're looking at. So, still looking at the city. They have not said on OPRD about what they're going to do about the wood down there, anything like that.
Did they agree that they own the beach?
No. No. Jeannie Sprague has not gotten back and told us what she's been working with OPRD. Dave Broderick says the beach belongs to the city, because if it's not, we're going to quit patrolling down there. But I don't know what they're doing. Again, with the city manager leaving and that kind of stuff, I'm not sure, you know, how things are going to start flowing through at the city right now, how that kind of stuff is. But we'll keep pressuring and Jeannie Sprague. We sold the jet ski for $6,500, and Cody's just put out a whole bunch of other stuff on there to just kind of clean things up and get things moving and out. We purchased a lot of water rescue equipment this last month. We took some stuff out of bond money. We got some radios for them. We've got helmets for them. Just a lot of safety equipment that was purchased. So I think they should be set for a while.
You got boards, new boards.
Yeah, they've got one donated, and the Volunteer Association purchased two of the new boards that they wanted. Talked about the July 4th preparations, assistance to firefighter grants for turnouts, no word yet. And then again, with the pause on federal stuff as to going on, nobody has any idea where our federal grants are gonna land at any time. The upstaffing grant, so that was through the Oregon State Fire Marshal's office. We've got that for the past 3 years. That was at $35,000. We'd had some informal conversations about bringing those folks back on and finding our budget money. So it's in the budget to expend that money. It just doesn't have it on the income side. Last year we got $35,000. $4,000 of that is management costs that they just use for the time that we put in for doing payroll and my time and scheduling time, things like that. So we were hiring those folks to do Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 12-hour shifts for 3 months. We can pare that back a little bit because it went all the way through to the end of September, and it kind of fire season's over type of that. We can pare that back a little bit, reduce the number of hours, and get in for around $25,000 for having that coverage rather than doing 12-hour shifts. They do 10-hour shifts, which they might like a little bit better. So they were doing noon to midnight, and it's kind of boring around midnight. But I would like to continue that. I wanted your guys, rather than just doing it on the cuff and not talking with the board. Again, it's in the budget to do. I think finding $25,000, if worst case scenario comes in, we dip into contingency at the end of the year to do it, but I think there's a good benefit. So what are you guys?
When are you doing it?
So we would start July, we would do July, August, and probably the first week or two into September at most, at least through the Labor Day weekend. And what we did is we had those, and we've got five people that are interested this year. And it'd be just like last year, they get on a brush rig and we station them out at Rose Lodge for the majority of their shifts. So there's some quick first response out there. It was mainly through the grant from the State Fire Marshal's office was for wildland fire mitigation, trying to get out there and get on things quick before they turned into something big.
Weren't they also doing home inspections? Wasn't this the same grant?
No, no.
Well, we did when Jerry and Arturo, they did do some.
Oh, they did, yeah, they went out and.
Defensible space.
Yeah, defensible space, not the short-term rental inspections, defensible space. Yeah, they went out and did that.
Are they gonna do that again?
We're not getting too many of those, like hardly any.
I get like one every couple months.
And you can handle that?
Yeah. That's something they need to, so if they're applying for grant money for using mitigation to, you know, clear brush around your house or whatever else, they had to have that inspection. And that grant money's still there, but people, they're just not doing it, so.
I think it's a great deal. I mean, I've seen them out patrolling and driving around and doing different functions last year, but I mean.
What about using for everybody else?
What's that?
What do they use for a response rate?
The brush 16 is what they take, the 6.0 liter Ford that we put a lot of money into.
How many are you gonna hire if you have five interested?
Well, so we would spread that up. You know, they all, last year, you know, we had open shifts, they would just sign up for the shift.
Okay.
And then same thing with the year before, they would sign up. We had pretty consistent, Amanda wanted to do all of them, you know, she worked every day. Eric Eichmeyer was there, but he could only do every other weekend because he took care of his dad, and so somebody else would fill in and take care of those spots. With that many people there, we were just fair and equitable, you know, hey, here's the month, you sign up for five, that's your max you can do. So Amanda works at the hospital, right? She's not gonna do Fridays because she didn't get off work from the hospital till 3 o'clock. If we're gonna do a noon to 10 type of shift, somebody else will pick that up. Anybody have any issues with us carrying on with that program?
I think it's a good idea. I like to see it go through September 15th. We're up to about the middle of September.
Because you were still fighting fires in California.
Yeah, that's, you know.
I think it's a good idea.
Okay, all right, well, we'll make it happen.
These people that burn all summer long out in those areas, is there anything more we can do to these folks that don't care and
illegally
burn their furniture and all the other stuff they do all year? I get a lot of complaints about that. I say, well, it's called.
If they're burning stuff like that, we can go out, take pictures and send them to.
Or just burning it all, you know, during the burn season.
And we could go out and tell them to put it out. If it's big enough, Oregon Department of Forestry can write them a ticket.
And we can't find somebody that doesn't pay their fines.
Yeah. ODF can write them a ticket. When we're in a burn ban situation, they have the authority to pull out a citation book and hand them a citation, even if it's a small fire.
What do we just show up and put fire out and?
Yep, and kind of counsel them.
No.
Don't do this anymore. If they're a repeat customer, we'll get ODF to go out and write the citation. Now, you get law enforcement involved. If it becomes reckless burning, which is hard, they do not want to write tickets for that.
So how come Cody can't do that as a fire marshal? I thought he could through the state.
Write tickets.
There's a lot of people burning their garbage at nighttime and stuff like that.
We could look at, I mean, this would be a new discussion for later, but we can look at enforcing ordinance where if we go out to respond, we'll put it out, but we send them the bill for that. That would be obviously something you guys would have to.
Mm-hmm.
I've had places do that before, but there's nothing like that I can go out and say, here you go.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, it's like anything else you do on that side of things. You go out there and educate first. Hey, there's a burn ban. I didn't know it, you know, I put the thing in.
But if they're repeat offenders.
But if they're burning garbage at night.
They're usually criminals. They're burning trash at nighttime and. You know, because they don't have a garbage service.
And so we've had some good luck lately with DEQ. So if we go out to those burns where they're burning that kind of stuff, it's not a fast process, but you know, we have one that they're sending, I forget what she said she was sending fines for, but it was like $6,500 or something. So, but that's multiple times we're going out there and everything.
I mean, I don't want to think that we're gonna be like the police, but like you said, but if it's a repeat offenders, then yeah, then they deserve it.
Not only that, it's that they can also start, you know, they lose control of it and then it just starts a whole other section.
It's kinda like the house on 18 there by the fish hatchery on the highway that's, you know, they burn, seem like they're constantly.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter goes by, says, Dad, they're burning all the time.
Needs to fall over.
So, well, nothing you can really do until summer, I guess, then they can't burn.
And so, you know, having enforcement authority do that kinda stuff, it's difficult to get a sheriff's deputy in the rural area to do a lot of things out here. So, just keep working with it, keep on it. We got awarded the 50-50 matching grant from emergency management here in Lincoln County, so we'll be getting that money in so we can, and we've already got a list of supplies that we're gonna buy with that. We're gonna upgrade a couple of those Jacker units, make sure we got solar panels and people. And Brandon Bowers is in charge of that. And then I was at the Chiefs Conference last week. Learned about a lot of good things about that. Another one in there, I applied for another grant that it'll be on my report next month, but it's the ODF volunteer fire grant stuff that for equipment. And we put in, the stuff we listed out is we need tires for one of the Humvees. That's $4,500 just in tires for one of those rigs there. And then some other equipment to replace wildland equipment, things like that. So put in all total, asked for $14,000. It's a 50-50 matching grant. So they'll either give us, you know, pick and choose, we'll award these things, or they'll give us the whole thing. We'll see what happens. That's usually a few more months till that comes back out. So it's the end of my report, unless you have any questions.
I don't. Anybody else?
No, I just have a comment. Suri's been volunteering for a while now, and he was very impressive for Kiwanis, and he was able to get a scholarship from Kiwanis for school.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Good job.
Good
job.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. That's awesome. That would be our good to the order, unless anybody else has anything else.
I have some good to the order, because it's not. A couple weeks ago or a week ago, Portland Fire was on the news demonstrating their new penetrating nozzle for the batteries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to get one?
Car batteries?
Not planning on it.
Driving into something.
Pierces the nozzle?
Yeah. So they had to stand back. I mean, it pierces with the water jet, right? Or something they're pushing into there.
It looked like the nozzle itself was pointed like the one that we have for going through the wall kind of thing. But this was a lot smaller.
They're quite a ways back. If there was an electric vehicle fire and a battery on fire, I would not want to be that close.
They have those blankets I sent to you that they put over the cars that's supposed to stop them.
Right now, our response for electric vehicle fires is to basically flood it with water and stand back. So,
dam, dike, and divert, or just let it run down into the drain.
Well, just depends on where it is. Yeah, depends on where it is.
You haven't had any.
No.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. We have had lithium battery fires that are
right.
In cars.
Right.
So.
That's why
we had one car fire.
The one in Glenian Beach is bad.
Wasn't that up by the McMinimans or whatever? Wasn't that electric EV? I thought that was.
Which one?
I thought there was a car fire up by McMinimans or the old Bi-Mart parking lot one time.
There was a van on fire up there. That.
Oh, maybe that was
that
it.
Was not
it
a
was an
EV
electric.
Fire.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
And then the one in Glenian Beach that, you know,
correct
the
lithium batteries.
Didn't the gas company start that fire?
No.
Oh, it's ruptured the gas line. That's right. That's when I walked up to it. The gas was spewing out. So
it didn't rupture.
It burned through something.
Yeah. Has anybody audited or seen the guy with the length of service? Volunteers, Valco or whoever the hell they call themselves now.
The Valic.
Yeah.
The length of
service plan?
Yeah, a link to service plan or donated, or given the volunteers money.
Yeah, so Krista manages that within the agency here. That guy doesn't, he doesn't come and make a pitch to him anymore like that. Yeah, that's, so people get enrolled in that and we have, you know, I mean, we're making contributions to that. Are you looking for the guy that comes and says, hey, you should invest in this?
I just wondered if he came down anymore and showed up and gave his little pitch or let him know that it's available and this is how you get started in it.
So they're automatically put into it, where they don't have to sign up for it. All the volunteers, once they hit that mark, I mean, once they start, and you guys see the reports that come out quarterly for that, can we make those reports, and you see how many hours they're putting in and whether they're qualified or not. And as soon as they're qualified, they're in there. So they
do
don't.
They know it.
Do they know it?
Do they know it?
Because they get a slip that says you've qualified, and you know, so people like Greg Keat, Doug Strange, they're getting $900 a quarter in there. They know it. When people aren't making the mark and they have, you know, they're close. Yeah.
Well, they should get a monthly or quarterly statement, I would think, on their account.
Yeah, I don't know if, so once you're in that, in the LoSAP thing, I know I would, on when I had mine, I would log in and look up and see what I had in there. It was kind of a paperless thing. I don't know if they have paper statements that they send out or not.
I still get a statement, but I can't tell you if it's monthly or if it's quarterly. It's probably more like quarterly.
Yeah.
Statement. Just wondered if that was.
Yeah, we're participating. You know, the OFCA stuff that we're in there with, and yeah, they're automatically enrolled once they meet those hours. We're making the contributions for them. And then if they fall off the radar within 2 years, if they're not vested and they walk away from the department, we get that money refunded back. That's why there's a budget line item that says LoSAP refunds. Because we have people that don't spend, you know, they're here for a year or so and they've qualified and got some money allotted to them and sent to them, and then they walk away and we can request that money back.
Just wondering if anybody was watching the plan. An eye on it, how it was.
And people could go in and pick your own investments, as you know. You can, so it's really up to the individual volunteer to go in there and look and make their investment choices and things like that.
So I was wondering if they understand the plan.
Yeah. They, again, when Krista onboards them, they get that information. Right. So the guy doesn't come down here and do that. And I don't know if that guy, I don't even know if there is anybody that comes down and does that anymore.
He's kind of useless. You call him on the phone, he tells you to go online and do it.
next time I talk to him, I ask him what he gets to do all day.
Okay.
Money.
Okay.
Sitting on his phone.
I think got Dave's on.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
He's on drugs. Yeah. Don't talk to him.
Anybody else have anything?
He's not taking.
Okay.
Call for public comment on non-agenda items. Nobody say anything? All right. Looking for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
What about a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Nancy
Oxenholt.
Yes.
Tim Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jamie Wright?
Yes.
Dan Brayton?
Yes.
Thank you.